To assess the meeting from Ararat, and we've got Ray Huxley with us. How are you, Ray?
Very well, thanks, Dad.
Let's have a look at this program of racing from Ararat. We kick things off race one. This is a three-year-old maiden race, and having a look at changes, you can take out runners 3, 6, 9, 10, 14. So the other scratchings in race one. The tab market, number one, Angel's Voice, 380. 2, Benatari at 8. 424, Have a Shout. And then we're down to number 16, Damascus Moment, who is at $3.80.
Yeah, very, very open race. Number 7, Have a Shout, is resuming from a couple of months on the sidelines. Only had the 3 runs. Was very good first up in November when it ran second at Dunkeld. It was a bit slowly away from the inside and got much further back than I think they would have anticipated. Ran on very strongly to be beaten in a photo finish, and then another good run at Hamilton in December, and then put it out for a break. I think with Dean Yendall on board here, it appeals to me. Number 16, Damascus Moment, was slow away when it had very good support on debut. I noticed it has been well supported again. And then we go to 1 and 2, or about showing ability at the trail. 7.16, 1 and 2.
7.16, 1 and 2. We have a look at race 2. This is to be run over 1,600 metres, and in this event there are no scratchings. We've got number 5, Miss Matilda at 2.15, 7, Entourage at $2.80, and 3.10, the 10, Ultimate Gold.
Yeah, I like number 5 here, Miss Matilda. It's run 3 seconds this time in. They've all been good runs. I think it'll go forward here. It led them up at Stony Creek last start over the 1600, and it fought on very bravely to run second there. I've got it on top from number 7, Entourage. I think he'll be better when he gets over even further, but he is first up over 1600. I expect him to be strong late, and then 10 and 9. 5, 7, 10 and 9.
So we go 5 from 7, 10 and 9. Now looking at race 3, this is a maiden 1300. Take out runners 3 and also the 5. 1 Dixie Built at $7.50, St. Peter's at $3.60, Loveology at $3.80, Fight to the End $7.50, Iskra is at $4, 6 there for Miss 2020.
Yeah, very, very, gee, it's a weak race, this a couple of scratchings really. It was a pretty weak race anyway, but the couple of scratchings have made it even weaker. I'm going to go with number 10, Miss 2020. He's showing a bit of ability and it's got a good barrier here, but oh, it's a tough race. I'll go 10, 9, 6 and 4.
10 from 9, 6 and 4 in race 3. Looking at race 4, this is a maiden over 1,100 and you can take out the 10. We've got number 3, Peddler at $2.60, 1 Amiri at $3, Blame Rodney at $5 and Booed Up is at $3.50.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Peddler's been well supported first up here. If it's at its best, I think it'll beat this lot. It's not as weak as the third, but it is a pretty weak maiden. Peddler did run second at Cranbourne back in October to lecture, tried to lead all the way and was run down in the home straight over 1,200 metres. I think even though it's got the bad barrier, it has got Linda Beach on board, and with just a touch of luck in running, and I think it'll be winning. I put in number 6 for second. I do not know how to pronounce this, so I'll leave it to you. But I put it in for second. It's 2 runs to date have been okay, and then 7 and 8, 3, 6, 7, 8.
3 from 6, 7 and 8. We are close to start time for the opening event at the Healesville Greyhound, so what we might do is head trackside to set the scene. Here's James Vandermark.
Now race one, first event here at the Ville today. Up over the 300 metres, and the favourite Hardaway George has clearly been the best backed as well, firming up now to even money. So it's a very good morning all. Welcome along to Greyhound Racing at Healesville today. A 12 race program cut back to 11 today, so just 11 on the program for Greyhound Racing at Healesville today. And they're at the start now for the first event. We can say a very good morning to RSN927, tuning in to Greyhound Racing here at Healesville. It's the first race of the day over the 300, and best backed has been the 8, Hardaway George, $2.90 to $2, so a pretty sustained move here about the 8 as we welcome Sky Racing now to the coverage of Healesville. It's a very good morning to all. A little bit overcast, a little bit cool, and they're about to move in now for the first event Hardaway George, clearly the best back. Got out to $3 at one point. Now right into even money. Miss LaQuisha, the first starter, $6.50 out to $9.50. So the clear fave in eight. Green light for race number one. Set to go. And away, Hardaway George has begun okay. He wanted to crash left and right and away quickly off the rail. Ruth's Girl will go through and lead it. Coming over, Hardaway George, and between runners, Amber's Dolly. The rail hungry grub then got some zip. Well back, Miss LaQuisha, Lightfoot last, but it's Ruth's Girl, the leader, doing it well. And Ruth's Girl, an easy winner by 2 3/4 lengths. Maybe Hardaway George second and nose in front of Amber's Dolly. Close up, hungry grub, got some zip. Then Lightfoot last, and last in, Miss LaQuisha. 17-16 for Ruth's Girl.
Yes, number one, Ruth's Girl, was just far too good for them, taking out race number one from Healesville today. Let's continue our preview of the program of racing from Ararat. We're up to race five now. This is the first leg of the quaddie. Here you can take out runners 2 and 8. We've got number one, Canelo, at $6.50. The 3, Seguin at $2, $7.50 Gambeson, Channing at $8, Bell Robbie at $7, and Mossaba is at $7.50.
Yeah, I'm taking on the favourite here. It's at its best when it's able to lead. It comes in from barrier 4 here. Now, the problem, I think, for it is that the horses drawn 1, 2 and 3 are all front runners as well. The 1,100 metres, I thought, was a bit of a danger for the favourite, and if it gets trapped out 4 wide or 3 wide in the early stages, then I don't think it can win because I don't think it's strong enough. So I'm going with number 5. With all the speed on, I think number 5, Channing, will be finishing strongly, as will number 9. 5 and 9 from 3 and 6.
So we go 5 from 9, 3 and 6. Now race 6 over 2,000. This race you can take out the 10. Now we've got number 1, Prima Strat at 4, 460 for Karakoram, 290 Sierra Moon, and bigger odds the others.
Yeah, I like Sierra Moon very much here. It was a really good win at Stall in February. It came from well back in the field, last at the 800 metres and stormed past them, and then ran very well again at Terang. It will get back. But if it's close to them on the home turn, I think it'll go over the top. 7 from 5, 1 and 11.
So we go 7 from 5, 1 and 11. Now to race 7. This is over the mile. He can take out runners 7 and also the 11. We've got number 1, Blanaka at 360. Karakid 350. Kota Khan at 550. Down to Rosser Antica at 460. $7 Milwaukee Brave.
Yeah, I like the top two mainly here, and with the claim for Jessica Eaton, it's now got away from for Curra Kids, got a 3 kilo advantage on Blun Acker, and I think that might be able to get it home. I go 2 from 1. Rosso Antico's got a chance if it can improve on its recent form, which it's capable of doing, and then 3, 2 from 1, 6 and 3.
So we go 2, 1, 6, 3, and then to race 8, 58, 1,300, take out runners 2, 6, 10 and the 12. Number 3, Zoomanna at $3.70, $6.50 there for Lazy Bear. Favourites, the 7 Chorus, who's won its last 2 at $1.95. Ty Fumarang is a $9 chance, and Layla's Star at $8.50.
Yeah, I think this favourite will be winning. It's a former Sydney galloper. I think it was chained up there by Joe Pride. Couldn't win a maiden in 4 starts. Came down and joined Simon Wilde. Took a little time, but after a couple of weeks' break, it came back and won its maiden here by 10 lengths, and then had an effortless win at Donald leading all the way last start. It's very quick. I think it'll be a bit too smart for these. 7 from 5, 3 and 11.
So we go 7, 5, 3, 11. And what's your best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
My best race 6, number 7, Sierra Moon. My value is race 5, number 5, Channing. And for the quaddy, I like first leg 3, 5, 6 and 9. Second leg 5 and 7. The third leg 1, 2, 3, 6. And I think number 7 won out in the last.
Wonderful, Ray. Good luck with it.
Good, thanks, mate.
There's Ray Huxley with his preview of the program of racing from Ararat today. Shane Montgomery.